This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. That's also 855-99-DR-JOY, in case you were trying to figure out, did it spell anything? It does. It's the first time in my entire career that I've had a vanity number. Dr. Joy. I thought that was very cool. And I didn't even ask for it. They sort of gave it to me, which I thought was very cool on their part. Yay! Go Genesis. Go, go. Today is National Skateboarding Day. Everybody I know who's ever done skateboarding has hurt themselves grievously. Are you a skateboarder, Manny?
Heavens no.
I somehow didn't assume that. I mean, it really does look fun. I've always wanted to be able to roller skate well, but I'm not really the right shape. My center of gravity is much too high. And the only way I can ice skate, which I sort of did as a kid, is to hum the skater's waltz inside my head and lace my skates up so tight that my knees look like they're going to pop off. Not the right shape for this kind of thing. What can I tell you? It's a National Daylight Appreciation Day, which I think we should all do. And I was trying to figure out why it was today, since yesterday technically was the day. It was a, not technically, this year was the summer solstice. But the solstice can run anywhere between the 20th and the 22nd, so I guess I just split the difference on this one. Seems reasonable, don't you? Don't you think? I mean, it's either going to be the day of, the day before, or the day after. Seems reasonable. I appreciate daylight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't isn't it amazing how much as a human being that that we feel very differently about things in daylight that we do at night? I mean, how many, most people I think don't have anxiety attacks, or they don't have, if they have anxieties, they're much greater in the middle of the night than they are in the middle of the day, don't you think?
Sure.
We are just so dependent on our eyesight as opposed to other animals, which can deal with hearing or sense of smell, radar. We basically are pretty much dependent on our eyesight. So nighttime. And it's one of the reasons why if I'm going to deliver bad news to somebody, like someone's died, I don't call them in the middle of the night. I call them in the morning. I figure a good night's sleep is a good investment in having to deal with whatever you have to deal with. It's something, as far as I'm concerned, to kind of pass along to folk. The impulse is when we have bad news of any kind, to deliver it immediately. I suppose, I don't know why that is. I suppose because we want the support, or we feel like we'd want to know. But that couple hours is going to make any difference in most cases. If it does, that's a different issue. But it doesn't really make much difference. And I just think people are much better able to cope, number one, when they had a good night's sleep, and number two, in the daylight as opposed to nighttime. So that's my helpful hint of the day. And Heloise tells you how to take wine stains out of leather. I tell you how to minimize anxieties. Seems appropriate. All right. On this day in 1788, New Hampshire was admitted as the ninth state in the United States by ratifying the Constitution. Welcome. I think New Hampshire is live free or die. Isn't that theirs with the rattlesnake on it? I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in New Hampshire have beards. Beards are coming back. I don't understand exactly why, personally, but have you ever had a beard?
Yeah.
Do you have a beard now?
Not right now. It's more of a goatee type of thing.
Goatee. Well, that counts. That's kind of a beard light,
mm-hmm.
a diet beard. So what's the rationale about facial hair, Manny? Explain it to me for all mankind.
I think it's just something different. I think most guys just grow their beards out for something different, just kind of a different look.
Yeah, we change the color of our hair.
Yeah. It's kind of the same type of thing.
Well, and hair on your head is not your strong suit, right?
No.
Far from. Okay, so I have noticed a direct correlation, as far as I'm concerned, between lack of hair on your head and a multitudinous of hair on your chin. And you probably told everybody that God only gave good heads of hair to people who had funny-shaped heads. Is that one of your lines as well?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, okay. There we go. The Supreme Court on this very same day handed down the decision of Gwin versus the United States, striking down the Oklahoma Grandfather Clause legislation, which had the effect of denying the right to vote to blacks. I actually looked it up because the wording on that is so ambiguous, I couldn't figure out exactly what it said. Oklahoma said that you didn't have to take a literacy test if your grandfather was from a foreign country or had served in the military or had ever voted. And what it did was it was de facto anti-blacks because most blacks had been slaves, and so they had obviously not voted before. And the poll tax was in place in the South as recently as the 60s, where the joke, I can remember a joke that somebody told me when I was a kid, that that there was a poll tax, and if you were white, you had to spell cat. If you were black, you had to spell chrysanthemum. But it was not a joke. I mean, it was a serious issue of denying people the right to vote. Well, and women were denied the right to vote for a very long time. This country does not do great about egalitarian theory until pushed to. But when they're pushed to, they do. So, push. In 1973, another major Supreme... I guess this is Supreme Court justice kind of time of year. They handed down Miller versus California. Do you know what the Miller test for obscenity is? It's called a three-prong standard. I thought it was community standards. That's not what it is at all. The court had defined obscenity as that of utterly without social redeeming value, and they changed it to that which lacks serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. So literary, artistic, well, they're saying it's three-pronged. It's actually four. Literary, artistic, political, or scientific. Okay, so the Supreme Court is good at legislation and can't count, right? Because that's four. It turns out Marvin Miller operated a California mail order business specializing in pornographic films and books, sent out a brochure advertising for books in a film that graphically depicted sexual activity between men and women. The brochure used in the mailing contained graphic images from the books and the film. Five of the brochures were mailed to a restaurant in Newport Beach, California. The owner and his mother opened the envelope, seeing the brochures, called the police. He was arrested and charged with violating California Penal Code 311.2A, which says, every person who knowingly sends or causes to be sent or brings or causes to be brought into this state or for sale or distribution or this state in little num. Any obscene matter for a first offense guilty of misdemeanor. They wrote the statute based on two previous Supreme Court cases, and basically they said that the jury had to evaluate the evidence by the community standards of California, which is what I thought is defined by the statute. The jury returned a guilty verdict. He then appealed, arguing that the jury instructions did not use the standard set, which said in order to be judged obscene, materials must be utterly without redeeming social value. He argued that only a national standard for obscenity could be applied. Pretty smart, or pretty smart lawyer. I wondered, I've told him, at one point I lived on the beach, and when my daughter was very young, I'd let her wander around on the beach with a lot of sunblock and a bonnet, and that was about all. And one year I sent out, when she was about... Well, she was born in May, so she must have been just a little over a year. A picture of her wandering on the beach with her bonnet saying Happy Spring. And the post office gave me a hard time about it because they said it was obscene. I didn't get arrested for it. They just gave me a very hard time about it. I don't know what a hard time would mean. They said that it could be considered obscene. And I said, by whom? You know, she's 1 year old. What was the issue? But this country is very puritanical when it comes to nudity. And in 2006, Pluto's newly discovered moons are named Nix and Hydra, and now Pluto is no longer a planet. I object to that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, I ran across a story, and I'm really curious to think what you guys feel about it. It happens in Australia, and they have a kindergarten class, and they've started issuing licenses for kids who are interested in playing with guns. And they're allowed to make their own guns out of paper, I guess. The teacher said that they've actually been doing it for 4 or 5 years because there was a kid who was very interested in guns, and they tried to figure out how to do it. So these are 4 and 5 year olds. And they said the kids run the full gamut of what a gun can be used for in a rural setting. It's just part of their life experience. So they have a license that says, if I want to use a pretend gun, I know that, number one, I only shoot at targets, pretend pests like dingoes and foxes, the ground. Number two, I know that if I point my gun at other people or pretend to shoot them, I will lose my gun license for the day. I help make these rules, and I know that they are the same for all my friends. So there you go. If they break the rules, the guns will be put away, and once we actually issue a license, they get a photo on it. They said that we don't allow projectile guns. They have handmade wooden guns that Dad made for them, or water squirter guns with no water. The rules are similar to an actual gun license. We have a gun cabinet, so we treat them like real guns. It's locked away, so when they want to play with it, they get their license first, then come back and ask for their gun. They're not allowed to lend their gun to anybody. It's theirs and their license to use. When they're finished playing, they've lost interest, they bring it back to us, and we lock it up. Parents were largely supportive of the kindergarten's approach, particularly given its rural location. Although they did add, the teacher added, I would never advocate this in the city, but it's in a context here because a lot of the parents do have gun licenses, so the kids look at their parents' license. There, people feel both ways about it. I think it's responsible to teach children the importance of gun safety rather than ignoring or pushing it aside and banning it. They have found a teachable moment. She said while it would benefit kids in rural areas, she would not advocate it for it to be rolled out to non-rural kindergartners. If children are not experiencing this on a daily basis, they can't fully understand the purpose, and it may become a fascination. We have children who are seeing these weapons used for protection or as a tool, and those children who do not see it in that light won't have that knowledge and full understanding of why it's important to be safe. She disputed the belief that exposure could encourage an unhealthy interest in guns later in life. We don't want our kids playing with guns because we don't want them growing up to be violent, but the research does not have any evidence to show that will be the case. Do you have any strong feelings about that one way or the other, Manny?
Oh, man. You know,
I could see it either way, huh?
Yeah, I just...
There's something kind of alarming.
It's kids,
yeah.
You know, I just... Wow. I don't know. That's dicey.
All right, here's my kind of take on it, because my gut says, do I really want babies playing with guns, 4 or 5 year olds? But I remember myself as a kid, I had, first of all, before I had my Annie Oakley's six shooter, we were not allowed to use caps in it, even though it was designed to use caps. I mean, I played with that. I thought it was great. I had a holster and it had fringe on it. I think it even had jewels on it. And before that, taking my index finger and my thumb and doing a gun. So it may be something that kids do, if not instinctively. Now, I grew up in the South and in the West, where guns were much more, well, they weren't really part of my life. My father had a weapon which I discovered, and it was supposedly hidden, except all of us knew where it was. To my knowledge, he never even used it. I don't even know if it was loaded. Probably was, but I don't know. I had an uncle who was a cowboy, but I never actually saw him with a gun. I rode horses with him, and he had cows, but I never actually saw him with a gun. But I grew up in a part of the country where the cowboy was the predominant icon, and cowboys always had guns. So I don't know. I don't know if exposure increases the possibility or decreases. It's interesting that even the people who instituted this program are saying, it's context sensitive, that we'll only do it in a rural setting rather than in a in an urban setting. So, all righty, 855-993-7569. You know what? I thought maybe we would talk today about marriage for no particular reason, except June tends to be marriage month. And I thought we'd start with the question that somebody asked me, which is, can you tell me a movie that depicts a Hollywood movie that depicts a healthy marriage? And I couldn't think of one. Scenes from a Marriage is the Ingmar Bergman, which is certainly doesn't qualify on two levels. First of all, it wasn't Hollywood. It was Ingmar Bergman. It was Swedish, and it was a TV show that was and then made into a movie. But the marriage wasn't really very happy. Max von Sydow. And what was the woman's name? I can see her. I mean, it was not a very... I heard it's not Uma. Her face just went in and out of my head. So I was trying to think if there was any marriage that was really... I suppose Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. That's, it just popped into my head. But that really didn't focus very much on the marriage. It focused on the fact that Sidney Poitier was coming to dinner. And Katharine Hepburn, I think it was Spencer Tracy, I think that was his last movie, were kind of mixed about it. But the emphasis wasn't really on the marriage. I guess Henry Fonda. And I mean, so there are depictions of marriages that have lasted a very long time with people who are in their dotage. But in terms of younger people, the dating is crucial. The breakup is crucial. The adultery is crucial. The weddings are crucial. But I don't know that anybody really depicts a marriage. I mean, the closest is probably The Neighbors. And that's such a tacky movie. I'm not sure that you can really point to that as being an example of a good marriage. But at least they talk to each other and seem to be a team. Can you think of any, Manny? So let's see what other people came up with.
I'm trying to think of successful movies that portray success.
Liv Ullmann is whose name I couldn't think of. All I could think of was Liv Tyler, which I knew was wrong. It's Liv Ullmann is in Scenes from a Marriage. I didn't even have to look it up. It just came into my head. All right, let's see what other people said.
We will go with, we'll start with Timothy. He says, I think it's a wonderful life.
Yeah. Donna Reed, I guess, huh? Okay.
Josh says, the story of us. Yes, it's dealing with one in trouble, but healthy in how it has the characteristic, or it has how it, let me start this over, but healthy in how it has the characters grapple with the ups and downs.
45 years, too, which is was not made for an Oscar for Charlotte Rampling's performance and Tom Courtney. Is a marriage that's troubled, but it's also a relatively healthy marriage. All right, so we're coming up with some. All right, 855-99, thank goodness. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Joan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm so thrilled to talk to you again because my husband and I just celebrated our 17th wedding anniversary yesterday, and I have you to thank for it because I followed your rule.
Wow. Well, congratulations. That's wonderful, number one. Number two, which specific rules did you follow? I'm delighted to hear this.
Well, I didn't put after my painful divorce as a single mom, I didn't put myself under house arrest, but I didn't date for a couple of years. I, you know, got my life together financially, emotionally, and then I was a whole person before I met him. So I met another whole person instead of just looking for Mr. Right now instead of Mr. Right.
Well, good for you. So that discipline really paid off, it sounds like. So where did you meet Mr. Wonderful?
Well, it was a blind date, believe it or not.
Who fixed you up?
A friend of a friend. She met me and she asked me what kind of man I was looking for. At the time, I really wasn't dating because I was just so busy taking care of my business, my daughter, my home. And then I had a list. I go, you know what? I want a tall lawyer. I wanted somebody with charisma who had a big heart and loved children. And she said, I know the right guy. And that was as simple as that.
Wow. Oh, well, I hope you sent her a little thank you note yesterday.
Oh, I did more than ever. No, believe me, she's been honored.
That's great.
But I want to start off before I have my question to you, I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, I'm just completely delighted. You've made my day. I've got a big smile on my face. You remind me, I told the story of when I first went to San Francisco. The day I arrived, I had to do some television. And so the woman whom I never met before was doing my hair. And I said, wow, you're really bouncy. And she said, yeah, I'm getting married tomorrow. And I said something, you know, great or whatever. She said, yeah, I made a list of what I wanted in a man, almost exactly what you did. You were even more specific than she was. She said, the only thing I didn't put down on the list was hair, so he's bald, but I can live with everything else. So I thought that was great. And I think you're right, that if you're in good shape and you're able to conceptualize what you want, the universe will very likely deliver him for you. So there you go, or her. Good on you.
A silver platter.
Nice platter. All right, tell me what your question is.
My question is, how do I graciously, gently get rid of my 26-year-old daughter out of the house? She's kind of special needs, but not, you know, not like obvious, but like just doesn't know how to get her life together like I unfortunately did. You know, she doesn't know how to be financially stable. She chooses the wrong people. She's a bit of a hoarder. She's a really sweet, nice girl. But yet she's like, you know, she always had learning difficulties, you know, in high school, grammar school, even as early as like kindergarten. She was always a fearful child. And now she's like immature. She's 26, kind of going on 15. She's making little progress, but very slow. And I wanted to know if you could give me any advice to help.
Okay. What's the highest level? She graduated high school, it sounds like, yes?
Yes, she did, and she actually went to a vocational school. I don't want to go into any detail of it, but she only basically works about 4 days a week, and she can't support herself, and she's living with my husband and I.
Okay. What kind of work is she doing 4 days a week?
She's a massage therapist.
Why is she only working 4 days a week? That's all that she work out of a spa or something?
Yes.
And they can't give her more work than that?
No, actually, she was working that spa and another spa and quit the other one.
Why?
Believe me, she didn't like the boss. She didn't like it was scheduled. It seems like she, you know,
was she making enough between the two jobs to support herself when she was working at two jobs?
Not even the two jobs would have been able to make her support herself. And she's also a makeup artist, and she's very talented, but I can't get her to be a go-getter like her mom.
Well, you're not going to change her. You're not going to motivate her, but there may be ways. How much rent do you charge her?
$100 a month.
Okay, Manny and I are going to get your address. We're going to come and live with you for $100 a month. Does that include food and a telephone? That's $25 a week. That's basically $3.25 a day. Manny and I are on our way. We've got our bags packed. In fact, we're not even going to pack our bags. We figure you'll buy us clothes and stuff like that when we get there. All right, so here's the first place to start. How many kids do you have?
She's the only one. The others are out and on their own.
Okay, but how many children are there in the family?
There are three, but two adults from my husband's previous marriage.
Okay, so she's your only child.
Yeah, she's mine, yeah.
Okay, all right. So here's the thing to do. I would take her out for a walk and say, what do you see yourself doing or what would you like to be doing in 5 years? And she's very likely to say, well, I don't know. But you're going to have to push her a little bit because she's not, as you point out, motivated. Say, all right, here's the deal. Your dad and I love you, but it's, you know, you're living here like you were 15 years old, and I'm sure you'd like a little bit more privacy. And so here's the deal. We're going to start charging you $100 a week, which is still very cheap, starting, I don't know, in a month, which means and you're going to pay it every month. But what we'd rather do is help you find a place that you can afford so you have your own place nearby. You can get a roommate if you want, so that you can begin having a slightly more independent life, and we'll subsidize you for a while. But so you're going to have to pay the $400 a month, whether you're here or someplace else. But if you're someplace else, you can probably get a slightly nicer place because we'll subsidize it for a while. But your dad and I aren't always going to be around, and we want you to feel that you can make your way in the world on a more personal basis. So let's figure out what you want to do, where you'd like to live, who you'd like to live with, and a roommate may be a really good investment for her because she won't be completely on her own, but she won't be under the parental umbrella. And she's very likely going to have to work more hours. She's very likely going to have to figure out a way to make a bit more money. But then the motivation is coming from her needs, not from your nagging, because your nagging won't work. And the goal is to get her out of the house because it's going to be very hard to evict her if she doesn't come up with a rent, as opposed to a landlord who will have no problem evicting her. So the deal is to, rather than telling her what you're going to do, is ask her what it is that she wants and how you can help her achieve that. And you may have to give her a little bit more of a nudge toward self-reliance in terms of her thought processes, because the nagging simply won't work. It's just really an important thing for her to begin thinking of herself as a bit more independent. You're going to have to raise the rent, and I would plan to do it fairly immediately, and then ask her how you can help her achieve those goals rather than telling her what to do. Because if you tell her what to do, she'll just get stubborn. She's really good at not doing that kind of thing. In terms of her needs, her special needs, it sounds to me that it may be an issue of confidence as much as anything else. And finding her some kind of group situation, I don't know that I would send her to a therapist at this moment, because it will underline the notion that she's not quite competent, as opposed to having her find a group of people who are, and maybe a community living situation may work for her. Is there any diagnosis that's workable for her, or is it just that she's just a little bit slower than the average bear, that the school wasn't her strong suit? Is there any working hypothesis here or not?
When she was tested up at the zoo, they always called a specific learning disability, which never was specific, to be honest with me. I just think that my daughter gave, it seems like she's so unmotivated and based on fear, just was afraid to jump start. You know, that it's, you know, she,
well, that's why I think taking her for a walk and saying, what do you see yourself doing in 5 years? Would you know, do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids? What kind of work would you like to do? What would you like to travel? Giving her some ideas about her own life, because it sounds to me that there's a part of her that's never really thought about her life in those kinds of ways. She just kind of struggles from challenge to challenge and feeling like she's never quite measuring up. And so if we give her that opportunity to just who she wants to be, for example, she may say she'd like to have more friends. So maybe doing a volunteer activity or joining a club. Let me put you on hold and come back to, and you think about this for a moment as well and see if there's anything I'm saying that's kind of resonating with you, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Joan, who's got a nice solid marriage, and she's got a good kid who's not particularly motivated to move out of the family nest. And I'm saying, well, the first place to start is with, if not a realistic, at least a more realistic rent structure. She's charging her $100 a month, and I'm saying, well, it should be at least $100 a week, which is still very likely half of what she should be paying, but you can at least start there. Getting her involved, first of all, in what her view for her own life is, and by asking her rather than telling her, you'll have a much better access to what her thought processes are and where she views her strengths as being and where not. Once she embraces a view of her own life, then how to achieve that is under her responsibility and under her energy rather than yours, and you can be a consultant rather than a nag, a mom on it. So that's what I would start. And in improving her social life, does she have friends?
No, it's really sad. She's like two friends and not even really great. You know, it's sad.
Well, but part of it is that she does, it sounds like she spends most of her time either at work, which is okay, except it's not very convivial. That she's doing massage, that she probably doesn't spend a whole lot of time with the other masseuses or masseurs. She's working on clients, hopefully, so she gets some income. But the most disturbing thing you said to me, in a sort of passel of things that are not necessarily very enthusiastic, is that she left a job because she didn't really like it. Well, I mean, sooner or later, everybody gets to a point in their job where they're not crazy about it for one reason or another. They don't feel that they're being recognized, or they don't like their boss, or they don't like their coworkers, or they don't like the clientele, or they've got too much work or not enough work, or they're being overworked or underworked. I mean, everybody feels that way sooner or later. But basically, most of us have this really embarrassing habit of needing to eat occasionally, and nobody else is going to give us the food, so we continue to work. And that is not part of your daughter's worldview. She just figures, Mom and Dad will feed me. Mom and Dad will let me stay there. And even if she's working a minimal amount, she's making more than $100. She's making more than $25 a week. So what does she do with her disposable income? What does she spend money on?
Makeup.
For herself and or food. For her clients?
For herself and food. She's unfortunately very large.
So she's overweight.
Yes.
Well, Lou, yes. Maybe if, rather than sort of decrying her interest in food, maybe that's a place to start, of maybe taking a cooking course. And I would be willing as a parent to, I'd be much more willing to support her going to school than to pay out some coin for that rather than paying her rent. Because schooling, in theory, is an investment in her paying her own rent. Take her for a walk and say, look, we're not getting any younger. We're thinking about moving to the Ozarks or whatever. And we want to feel like you're better situated than you are now. So tell me what do you see yourself doing in 5 years? Where you would be living, what you would be doing, if you had a magic wand, what would you be doing with it? And then sort of take what she tells you. And again, you may have to prod her a little bit. Don't give her the answers, but give her a little bit of, okay, look, I really want to help you on this. That means either she takes a class someplace, or she does some volunteer work, or she joins an organization, or she does some sports work, or she gets involved with the church, or that she looks for another job, or that she goes and does makeup for people at battered women's shelters, or that she goes and apprentices herself at MAC. There are lots of things she can do. It's just what she wants to do, and right now she doesn't even think about it in those terms.
I hear you, and I don't like to interrupt, but I did make certain suggestions, like volunteering, stuff like that would make her feel good, her self-esteem, that she has a value, but she rolls her eyes at me, because I'm very entrepreneurial, and, you know.
Well, that will only work if it's tied to what she wants for herself. It won't work as a standalone, because she's saying, you know, you can't make me do that. You know, I don't want to do it. So this kid, I mean, it may be that she's depressed, which is another issue that sooner or later you may have to deal with. But at this moment, rather than assuming she's depressed, let's assume that she just has never thought about herself in those terms of what do I want for myself. And so that's the place to start, not with all the ways that she can achieve that, because there's nothing to hang those energies on, that direction on, until we know what she wants for herself. For example, if she wants to have children, presumably she would start dating. If she wants to start dating, then presumably she would go out more. If she went out more, then presumably she would have a schedule, or she would do online dating, or she would join Meetup or something. This will only work if you hang it on what her goals are for herself, because otherwise it won't. Otherwise, it's just mom. Okay? So the core issue here is not what you want for her, but what she wants for herself. And until
thank you.
Go ahead.
No, I wanted to thank you for that information. I apologize.
No need to apologize for anything. And I think that's what you do. And you can say that to her. You can say, well, I have all these suggestions, but they're what I think would make you happy. You need to tell me what would make you happy, what your goals are, what you want for yourself. And she may say, well, I don't really have any goals for myself. Say, well, then maybe it's time to start thinking about them. You know, you're a grown-up human being. This is your life. It's the only one you get. And I'm perfectly willing to help you achieve them, but I have no idea what they are, and I don't want to superimpose my goals on what I think would make you happy. That's something you're going to have to tell me. It's nothing I can tell you. And that, if nothing else, should get her attention, because she's used to you telling her what to do. And she views you as this kind of super mom that, you know, you have this great marriage, and you have this business, and you know, you have your act together, and she doesn't really know how to, it's not even compete with it. She doesn't get it. So show her some of the underpinnings. Show her that it was hard for you, or that one point in your life that you had thought that what you really needed was just a guy to kind of pay the bills. Or share some of that with her, because she doesn't see you that way. She sees you as this complete kind of, if not Wonder Woman, and even though she rolls her eyes at you, she very likely respects you and is somewhat awestruck by you, because she doesn't know how to do what comes naturally to you. You're an entrepreneur. You're a go-getter. You have all sorts of ideas. You have all sorts of confidence. She has none of that. So show her how you acquired that in times where you didn't have that. But again, the point is, we need for her to tell you what she wants rather than you telling her what you think would make her happy. Because she'll just bat it down. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk with her, and then if you need to talk with me again, you know how to get in touch with me, and happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Bye. You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.